Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Watt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eddie Watt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Echebarren and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards first. McCraw catches it and throws to second to double up Bowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The slide. Etchy Barron applies the tag. Buford is out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Adair reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Peters reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Echeverrin scores. Palfari goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Gene Brabander now pitching. Kurt Palfari now playing first base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Agee steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. AG scores. Ward moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0-2 in the game. Cozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Drabowski reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to third. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Paul Blair. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bulfari scores. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Etchie Barron and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowens is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Lau reaches third base with a triple. Bowens scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jim Palmer pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Etchie Barron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Palmer scores. It's 6-4, Orioles. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Etchie Barron moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Etchie Barron scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's 7-4, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to home to get Bulfari. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Al Weiss. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Orioles. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hicks pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bowens steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowens scores. It's 8-5, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.